Pán ho jeho winsor ho. Amen. I've asked this before and I'm going to ask it again. And if you heard it in Armenian, don't answer. But what does a judge, a doctor, and a teacher all have in common? And the answer is that they all have some sense of authority. They all have some sense of authority. A judge has authority to put someone in jail for doing something wrong. A doctor has the authority to write prescriptions and to diagnose an illness. And then also a teacher has the authority to give grades to their students and also to give homework to their students. In today's gospel, we hear of the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders coming to Christ and asking him, by what authority do you do these things? And if we remember, if we read in the gospel a little before this, they're not asking about necessarily why is he teaching or why is he performing miracles. But a little earlier in the gospel, he goes into the temple and he flips the tables over. And he chases people out of the temple. He chases the merchants out of the temple with whips. So they ask, by what authority do you have to do this? This word in English is just like in the word in Armenian. It is related to the word author. Author. An author is someone who writes something. Who writes something and determines the future of a story or a book. And so that one who has authority is the one who authors or who writes the life of another. Who determines their path and the course that they are going to live on. This is why people who have authority have also a great responsibility, because they are in charge of the lives of so many people. There's a story of a captain on a ship, and he sees on a dark and foggy night, far in the distance, a light. And this captain tells his first mate, he says, write to them and tell them to change their course 10 degrees south. So the first mate, he says, all right, and he writes, he does the little the Morse code, and he writes to them and he says, change your direction 10 degrees south. A little time passes, and an answer comes back and it says, you turn your direction 10 degrees south. Now the captain gets upset and he says, who is this to tell me to change my direction 10 degrees south? So he writes, he says, tell him that I am a captain of this ship and he needs to change it 10 degrees south. So he writes it to him and the answer from the light comes back and says, I'm a sailor. I don't care. You change your degrees 10 degrees south, your direction 10 degrees south. Now the captain's very upset. Who is this to tell him to change? Well, I am telling him. I'm the captain of this ship. So he says, tell that light that we are a battleship and you have to change 10 degrees south. Because what authority do you have to tell this battleship to change our course? And an answer comes back and says, you change yours 10 degrees south. I'm a lighthouse. I have all the authority to tell you to change. The question arises, who or what has authority in our lives? The answer should be God. And if we are honest with ourselves, myself included, that's usually not the answer. Usually many more things have authority in our lives before God does. And these could be family and friends and co-workers, money, work, school, the TV, food, clothing, phones, the internet, social media, health, alcohol, drugs, the news, politics, and many, many, many other things. These things that control us, that tell us to change the way we live and the way we act, are the things that have authority in our lives. So the question again arises, do we allow these things to influence us? Do we allow these things to dictate and tell us how we're supposed to live and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to interact with others? Or do we live according to God's will? And God's will, very often, is not what we want. Just like the story of the lighthouse. It's immovable. It does not change. It stands still and shows light and tells us how we're supposed to direct our lives. We may keep telling it to change, and it will not change. It will stay the same. We need to change our lives according to that light, according to God's will. Because if we do not, we will end up hitting the rocks and sinking. It is immovable. In the world that we live in today, especially with all of the news that's going on in Artsakh, in Karabakh, and in Armenia, we ask, why is all this happening? And we try to change everything in our lives for that. We try and change everything according to what news we hear. But God does not want us to change our entire lives according to what someone on the other side of the earth is telling us to do. But rather, we are supposed to change our entire lives, our entire mentality, according to what God wants us to do. This is not to say we should ignore what's going on in Artsakh and in Armenia. But we should not change who we are because of what is happening there. We must change who we are according to what God wants us to be. So in the next couple of weeks, I think we have 2 weeks left until Armenia Fest, and there's going to be lots of people going around saying that they have authority to do things, as that happens often. I ask that in these next 2 weeks, and in the weeks and months to come, we look at ourselves and we say, who has real authority in our lives? Take account. Who has that authority? Who is the one that's telling us what to do and where to go and how to live? Is it peer pressure? Is it social media? Is it the society that we live in telling us this is how you are supposed to live? Or is it God who has told us for 2,000 years plus how to live? How to live our lives? How to be good people? And how to be followers of Him and His will in this world, making heaven on earth. Amen.